Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
He's extremely, extremely lovable. Shout out to you, Tabitha Brown. We just recorded, so your name is now on camera and audio. It's a good job for you. And then you love her because she's vegan too, Law, right? You
know. Yes, but it's her personality. It's the whole dynamic, and she's effortlessly her. And that's what I love about her.
Ooh. Mm. Effortlessly her. There's a brand in there somewhere, man.
You have to be that individual, and that's what I constantly remind myself, and that's what people fall in love about Law, because I'm just constantly me.
You are definitely yourself. There's no way. You're definitely yourself, sir. There's no way that you did something yesterday or something that was just too much. I mean, it was all Law, right? Just standing under the sun perfectly so the sun could hit you. It's just all you.
That's why I gotta be on TV. I gotta be on stage. I gotta do these things, hosting.
Well, good stuff. Good stuff. Well, y'all should enjoy today's meeting. It may not even be long. I'm not even sure. Execution. Theme all this week is execution. Execution, 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 execution. It's the only thing that matters. What matters, Grace? You're going to say?
Execution.
Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Here's what we need. So what I'm dealing with is, how do I get all of us ready before we need, or before you think we need to be ready? Typically, if I let people decide, you'll move when you know how to use the software. That's when everyone else is going to go, okay, let's move. And that makes no sense whatsoever. You don't wait till there's, and this is, I'm not making it up, this is an old parable. You don't wait till it rains to then go to the field and plant seeds. You plant seeds in the drought, and then when it rains, you reap the harvest, right? Or you at least begin the process of starting that harvest. all week I've been in the mindset of how can I influence everyone to plant seeds when it's not raining, which for some reason is extremely hard for adults to do. I don't know why we lose this, but it just makes sense. You don't go out there when it's raining and plant seeds in real life. That's not what farmers do. Farmers plant seeds, you know, and in the wee night hours, right? When it's cool outside, when you can't see, farmers use the night to plant seeds. The Hebrew calendar, 6 p.m. is 12 a.m. Do you understand? Because ain't nobody trying to be out there 145 degrees bending over the heat. So how can I convince y'all to plant seeds when it's too dark to see? I'm talking to somebody. How can I get you to plant? How can I get you to get dirty? Because you can't plant seeds and smell good. Can't do that. You can't have clean nails and plant seeds. And when you're done, your back will hurt. And how can I convince you to do all of that in the middle of drought and convince you that's the way it goes? This is what I've been dealing with all week. So that's why I keep saying execution, 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 execution. Grace, to you first.
All right.
The software is, actually, Deanna, we've got to answer questions today. We can't not do that, like as like a triple negative. Can't not do that. Grace, I smell good. I will smell good. Lord, figure out a way to get dirty and smell good at the same time. So what are you going to do? What preparations? I know you haven't thought about it. I know. Don't worry about it. It's all good. You can relax. It's all good. I know it. Like, okay. I'm not going to ask you for a thinking solution either, right? But we're all talking about preparedness and jumping ahead, not ambition, because I know that. I know you don't like that either, right? Not ambition. Just how can we get ahead? I'm just basically talking about how can I wash my hands so I don't get sick? Are you comfortable with that? Prevention.
Okay.
Problem prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you feel comfortable?
Yes.
Outstanding. All right. Good. Now, if I would have said, all right, Grace, let's jump out 30 days ahead, what would have happened in your mind?
Oh, Lord.
You are too funny. Okay. Oh, my God. There's one Grace on planet Earth. I promise you. There really is. There really is. All right. So we're just talking about problem prevention. That's mm-hmm. it.
Okay.
What, now imagine yourself 30 days from now. Don't plan, just, you know, imagine yourself in software land. And now you've got a team of people asking you questions or whatever. What can we do now to prevent some of those questions from happening? In your gifts, not the company.
Okay.
Only about you and selfishly for you and what pertains to you. Don't worry about Deanna. She grown. She can take care of herself.
Okay. Well, I do know people are going to ask, well, what do I do?
Okay. Good. Let's keep going fast. Can you write down, Deanna, what do I do in chat so she can think? Keep going. Keep listening them up.
And as far as what do I do is how am I know you told me about the income opportunity and it's education with the business university, but how do I get that? Because you said it's free to join and it doesn't cost. But I gotta get 9 people. And so what is it? How do I make money if everything is free?
Good. Free. Put it down as FAQs. You said so much, Grace. collateral. Put funnel. She didn't say that, but I already saw it coming. Keep going.
And then let's say if I do decide to get either from the sophomore to the senior level, $19.99 or $59.99, how do I tell people it doesn't cost, but they're paying $19.99 or $59.99 a month?
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, that is... separate income opportunity from education. And that's also put answer doubts, put gently answer doubts to different things. And then put bulletproof from antagonizers, because they're coming. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to know who is, if you have a religious leader or a teacher, doesn't matter, any leader that's the leader of and many people following them, all their antagonizers came from one place. This is so funny too. The leader's antagonizers were once the leader's followers that tried to get that leader to do their vision and not the leader's vision. And once the leader said, no, we're going to do it this way because I'm guided by whatever, those people who wanted it to run their way become antagonizers. Two thumbs up from Phil. That's facts. That's where antagonizers come from. So you're going to have a bunch of people saying, well, this is how it works. And this is how I know I have this amount of. So you put that last thing on there for me. Don't worry about it. That was just for me. Okay. Keep going, Grace.
Okay. How do I talk about these levels without confusing people?
Yeah, I ain't letting y'all talk. You ain't got to worry about it, Vicky. You ain't got to worry about it. For good, though. That was good. There ain't no way in the world I'm letting y'all talk. You ain't got to worry about that.
I mean, I understand the levels because they're numbers, and I like numbers. But anybody else, they'd be like, okay.
I ain't no fool. I ain't letting y'all say nothing. You sit yourself down and be quiet. That's what you do.
Okay. How do I get people, and I'm talking for the people that will come in, how do I get people to not necessarily talk to people themselves, but get to the point that when they get their success team, I'm no longer, you know, doing all of the talking. I'm no longer telling how this is going to get started. Because right now, people are giving me lists and say, hey, here's my list of people. And then they go about their business. Wait a minute. You know? Because when we get too big, hey, okay, yeah.
Grace, you sound like you've dealt with people before. It's just not going to make it easy, huh? This ain't going to happen. No, that's good stuff. All right. Any more? Oh, wait, Jan, you're supposed to be writing it now. Translate it. Say it again, Grace.
How do I teach people when you get your success team, now it's the torch is being passed to you. I'm still here to help.
Duplicatable system.
Thank you. Duplicatable system. That's it. That's all I need is wordsmithing.
I'm summarizing. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
People are always gonna want to know. Okay, so when is it that I'll see my money when I get paid? I know he says he's gonna have a card and everything, but you know, you know how people are.
I am most certainly going for direct deposit first. It saves me money. You know, I like that saving money stuff.
That's it. Reggie, he emulates somebody that he heard or something. Like, I work so hard for my money plan. You know, that's
I definitely understand. Good stuff. I need my money now.
That's it. Money. That's it.
Angie Wentworth. That's what Law said. I know that's right. Good stuff. Anything else?
That's all I have for now.
Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, you sound like you know some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. You're doing something over there. You're learning and stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Deanna, Grace Wright for her, please. In your lane, I want to know the lane, Grace Grown. Try to think out loud for me, you know, everything is entertainment.
My biggest thing is getting people to understand that there's not always a one-on-one with you. but if you actually do the program, you'll get the information that you want. Making you not as accessible as you are, because it's not duplicatable. It's your brand, but it's not duplicatable. I'm sorry, Antonio, it's not duplicatable. Getting people to actually go through the program. Like to not just do one or the other, but to actually be on the live calls. And when they're not on the live calls, going through the system, because there's even more there, and it will answer a lot of the questions that they're asking. How a way to walk them to their own independence.
That's good.
Because there are those who are like, there are those who are like Law and Corey and Satish, they're independent. They just need you to say, okay, look, all I need is you to tell me this, because this is where I'm okay. You okay? That's how you do it. I got it. And then they go on about they're independent. But then you have those who are like, thank you, Law. Give them a roadmap, they'll follow it. But then you have those who are like, okay, I want the first 8 feet. Can you take me the next 8 feet? No, because that is not duplicatable for us. That is not duplicatable. A way to introduce older clients to reintroduce them back into the programming, because what we did then, we don't do now.
That's a good point.
We also need to find a way to direct, like say, hey, like after something is done, for them to go back to the platform. We get people to actually use the platform. That one there, to get them to actually use the platform. Like Law went in and killed his, Miss Pam went in and killed, like Corey went in and killed his. But then you have those who just don't log on. They're on the live calls, but they just don't log on. And then when they stop coming to the live calls, they still don't log on.
Right. And when you mention live calls, you're talking about Bureau, or are you talking about the folk who got access to live calls?
All of them.
Well, it can't be all, because everybody ain't going to have access to live calls. Not on the business side.
Okay.
I'm never going to let that happen.
Those who actually have access, because
okay, so all of the ones who have access is what you're saying,
right?
Got you.
Like, you're paying for this monthly, actually access what you're paying for, because nobody, just getting them to access the platform. That believe that's. We more so creating duplicatable systems that don't involve you. Because while you are always going to make yourself available to your audience, but you're not always available to your audience. And then you have those who literally just don't do anything because they don't have access to you, but they've never done anything like law and pay for access. They've never done anything. They've never done that. They just want, I just want to be under Antonio. Well, no, it doesn't. That's not how that flows. You don't have direct access to any of the CEOs of your favorite brand. So what makes you think that's going to be different here? While you are that type of CEO, you are not that type of CEO.
Keep going.
That's it for now.
Okay.
Deanna?
Yes, sir.
There are exceptions to that rule. There's a, I can think of 4 to 5 CEOs of major corporations that publish their cell phone, their home phone, and their direct line. So there are exceptions to that rule. And obviously what they have is they have a great filtering system. Because once people go to that, they filter them to where they need to go. But a guy runs a $2 to $5 billion bank in Central Ohio. And that's what he does. So there are exceptions to that rule. Antonio, if I may chime in on this, I'd like to see a 6 to 8 minute video starting off by you saying why people shouldn't join the organization. Here's why you shouldn't be involved. If you're not going to do this, if you're not going to do this, if you're not into this, if you're not into, if you're not committed, you know, whatever those lists are. And then the last half of the video is, here's why you should be involved with us.
Yeah. Gotcha. Completely agree. Let's.
Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the back office, start out with a tutorial on how to use the program, that, you know, as when you're ready to do that, when you have it the way you want it. Mm-hmm. So that when people log in, that's the first thing they do, and how to do the courses and all of that, all those things that are important to make sure it works the way you want it to work. That way you're not having to talk on the phone so much with people. And that should be their responsibility to go through that first before they start any courses.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. So here's what's, let me get to you, Dion. I ain't never gonna stop being accessible. You can just get that shit up, right? It ain't gonna happen. All right, it's not gonna happen, right? It's not gonna happen. It's, and secondly, the systems don't depend on me. The systems more depend on you than me. Yeah. So you might want to just levitate into your role. You understand? The systems don't depend on me. Nothing. I don't even have to be here. What makes it attractive is I'm here no matter what. I kick people to the side or I tell you to make sure I'm here. So those are the only two things about what you were saying that, you know, whatever. The rest of it, I got you. So let me show y'all what y'all just don't know. No, great teaching, great showing. Actually, let me address Susan real quick because then it helps out. The reason I've got, so it's called a learning management system or Thinkific, right? Or Lightspeed, Coachable, whatever, learning management system. Susan, the way it's going to happen is every class on the new platform is going to have its own, I had an idea. Yeah, I've heard of Netflix before, right? You know, the crazy company. Never heard of that company. So this is what's going to happen before every class. Give me a second.
Criminals. Can you see this?
Yes.
Can you hear it?
30 seconds!
Yes.
See. So now I come over here, and then, right,
This valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified.
You see that, right?
And has vowed to vanquish these venal and villain.
Yep.
All right, good. So two things are going to happen. There's a two-tour. Susan said that happens right in the system, just as, literally. And plus, when you hover over every class, you get that kind of preview that happens. Follow me so far? Yeah, this is completely, ain't nobody playing no games. This is, he was just in the meeting though, Deanna. Remember, that's what, how you say his name, Satish? Pradeep?
Pavan? Yeah.
No, it wasn't Pavan that asked. It was the CEO himself that asked.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the CEO that asked, you know, do we want that?
Pradeep.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, yeah. Pradeep. Do we want that? So that's one of those things. So you're going to see that. Why? Because the direction I'm taking us has nothing. It's very little to do with Zoom. It really does. Very little. But nevertheless, we'll keep going from there. Now, Phil was spot on. So let me show y'all this stuff. Well, let me give you a teacher point first. Don't move until you have to, but always be 25 steps ahead of people, period, right? So don't move until you have to, but be 25 steps ahead. Don't move until you have to, be 25 steps ahead. I'll show you. So essentially, this is what this looks like. So you guys should be able to see this folder, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is every single thing going on right now. It's just ridiculous. It's just, boom, stuff you just don't even know about. Every single thing going on. And great, you know, just great. And this is all Rakesa related, okay? Just great succession or something, whatever you want to say. Just organization. In fact, hold on. Let me do something different. Let me share my screen differently. Share my desktop, makes it easier. There we go. I have no idea what y'all seen. Okay, you see almost everything. But don't worry about Netflix in the background. Let me squish it over to a blank. There you go. This moved around, right, Grace? My folder?
Yes.
All right, outstanding. So here you have a bunch of stuff. Phil wisely brought this up. Can y'all see this? Is it showing my...
It is.
Like the video?
Yes, it's a gentleman.
Good. Yes, that's right. That's right. Now, only reason that I haven't released this, because I just need to change these links. Once we hired SagaSoft, all this stuff changed. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So all this stuff changed. So just to give you an idea, half of what Phil said, Phil actually upgraded a little bit.
Let's start with a simple question. Why are you here? Why are you here right now? What do you really want?
All right. So you get the point. That's one of those. Stop sharing my screen. Stop sharing my screen. That's what Phil said was, okay, sorry. That's one of those videos. Why are you here? What Phil said was a 2.0 to that, which I really like, Phil, so thank you, is here's why you shouldn't be here. Like, if you think it is, you know, go over there. Perfect. Perfect, because it not only does it sift and create a culture, but it also it has the reverse effect too. It makes people go, well, I should be here. I'm going to, right? It makes people do that as well. So good stuff. This is what, yeah, I haven't seen this, but I'll go ahead and, I'm not sharing my screen. Hold on. All right, you can see this now, right? Yes, you can see it. You haven't seen this, but this is what this stuff looks like. So here you see training videos. Training videos mastered. So you're talking about, remember you said, Deanna, take your classes?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole video about that. Oh, well, Anyway.
Hello and welcome
to the ATS Network. Let's talk about the important.
Don't worry about the sound. I don't want y'all to hear the sound yet. But let me just show
you. No sound. So you can see what all this stuff looks like. Desktop again. Where is it at? I think it's here. Nope, not there. Looking for something that says, out of home. Let me make my brain slow now. Audio training. See something that says videos, Grace? Not this one. Hold on.
Training videos was the only one I saw.
Yeah, sorry. I just had it up. Oh, it might still be up. Give me a second. Oh, here it is. Man, they make it so difficult to share the screen now. Y'all see this?
Yes.
All right, good stuff. So this is what this looks like. You haven't seen this yet, for one, no real reason. But that logo has changed. So this is how professional this stuff is. This is the full compensation plan explained. The absolute full. Complete. And so what you'll see is, you know, number one, it's free. Remember, Grace is almost everything you said do.
Yes.
Since we don't have any distributors, right? We do not charge for them, but it's a full explanation. And of course, that logo has changed. Then you're going to get, right? It's explaining all this stuff here. Our number one priority is education, not recruitment, into the network marketing opportunity, right? All that good stuff like that. We do not have any distributors. This logo has to change again. And then you start getting to all these fancy little people. This is kind of what Phil said. We're serious about people in education. There's a whole voiceover thing here. I just not playing it. No auto ship. There you go again, Grace. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll just fast forward a little bit. And then it starts getting into the stuff. So the remaining four steps, blah, 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 right? When you draw all this stuff here. And then we start explaining. Or you can just be a student. Use your education to enhance your personal business. Good. Remember, we are an education company, and our product is most important.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger,
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Not the residual income. And then explain again the 50%. And then it's going to start getting to that 9. So why I need 9? Here's your power of 9 system. The power of 9, this is customers only. Now watch this cool stuff, Grace. You're going to like this part. Here's your full explanation, etc. And then it starts drawing it out. You're strongly encouraged to have a servant mindset. You know, I'm not explaining all this stuff, but the video does. Step one, first thing you want to do is personally enroll 9 people. Boom. Have yourself a good old time. you know, like Good Times, Hanging in a Child Line, right? All that good stuff. Get you 9 people on your first level, step 2, and then you go, look, you're 9, we'll get 9, right? All that stuff. Drawn out perfectly. Math is actually wrong on there. Don't judge me. I didn't do math right, Grace. Sorry. You should have been next to me. Important note, and this is important. This is how real this is. I'm flat out letting everybody know. It's an important note here that there's only so many people on planet Earth, okay? Therefore, it is mathematically impossible for each person on planet Earth to do this step for more than 13 cycles because you will exceed the population of planet Earth. Now, let me just stop right there for a second and explain to y'all why I did that. Because network marketing companies be lying. You can only do that for so long before you exceed the population on planet Earth. You understand? So I'm up front telling everyone, listen, this is the system, this is what's going to work. But you can't keep go telling people, go get 9, go get 9, go get 9. Or get 3, go get 3, go get 3. Because after 37 cycles, Grace, you exceed the population of planet Earth. You just will. With most all. It's not that many people. So I don't want to do anything like that. But there's a reason why I put that in there. Because listen, look at the next thing I say. We have chosen to teach you how to get this because we've accounted for your attrition. So if you fail, you will still fail with fantastic results. We've accounted for the fact that most people would desire to just be a student and won't ever try to help you make money. They just want to learn the education. We've accounted for that too. Right? Blah, blah, blah. Now, all that being said, I just wanted you to see that there's some crazy 4K animated production that has gone on. I know y'all haven't seen that. Even they haven't seen that, y'all. They haven't even seen that field. They haven't even seen that. There's some crazy. There is some. I had a bunch of actors doing some stuff, but it dawned on me it's probably best. When you go to Tony Robbins and you look at his product, who's selling Tony Robbins stuff, Grace?
He is.
That's right. Russell Brunson, who's selling it?
Russell.
Grant Cardone.
Grant Cardone.
Gary Vee.
Gary Vee.
I had to be careful here, Phil, because I understand one way and I understand what's also changing too, right? I understand. Yeah, get the big PR agency, get some actors up here, and boom, voiceover, all that stuff. That works. It works well. But if we're going to do this right, then we should probably sell our own stuff. It just is what it is. That's the way the world's changing today. It just is. That's not. So I've had to have a long beat myself up talk about that because. Right? Stuff like that. Now, Deanna, I want a full copy and paste of this. Deanna, you're going to be responsible for fixing the stuff you suggested. Grace, you're going to be responsible for fixing the stuff you suggested. Good job. I want a full copy and paste of all that. But I'm not fixing it. Y'all fixing it. Okay, I'll mute your mic, Grace. Let me get there.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
I got it.
Now, y'all fixing it. And why would you fix it? Because it's your feedback that you're passionate about. If you want to make your life easy, then make your life easy. You understand? And then give it back to me by, what's today? What is today?
Today's Thursday, the 11th.
Jesus. Give it to me. Just give it to me sometime tomorrow. And it's not going to take long. If I give it to you Monday, you ain't going to work on it till Sunday, and you know it.
Give it to you by when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
If I say give it to me Monday, when you go work on it, Grace?
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Give it to me then. And then I will show y'all my suggestions, and then we'll make whatever you say better if it needs to be better. But I don't want to tell you to do nothing now, because if I say something, then you're going to stop thinking, because my suggestions are going to become orders. And you'll be like, well, let's do that. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I actually learned that from Malcolm Gladwell. No, no, that's not him. What got you here won't get you there. What's his name? Deanna's got the blue question.
Helmstetter.
No, no, no. It's not him. So I almost something. Well, God, look it up, Grace. It's a good book. I suggest all y'all read the book. It's a good book. Well, God, yeah, I shared the stage with him in India.
Marshall Goldsmith.
Marshall Goldsmith. That's what Malcolm Gladwell. I knew it was the M and the G. Marshall Goldsmith has had a lot. That book has had a lot to do with ATS companies. And he said, you know, CEOs walk in there and be like, you know what? I think these walls should be blue. And of course, no one heard him say, I think these walls should be blue. Because when he came back in, the walls were blue. Because a suggestion from the boss seems like orders to the team. That's why I don't say nothing. That's why I let y'all talk. That's why I don't say nothing. That's why I only showed you one video too. Just so you can see what's happening. So here's what's gonna happen. I can tell all of you that I'm trying to figure out how to say this simpler than the nerd way I wanna say it. Let me draw it. If I draw it, I'm gonna talk simple. Here is your money. Here is you. In between, we're going to create 1-2-3-step process that allows you to take someone here and then they sign up and then that money goes back to you. That simple. That simple. And I'm going to focus. A big chunk of this is going to be focused more on internet. Like 99% of that is focused on internet. Maybe 98% of it. Remember how you used to say, hey, go in Walmart, go stand and do a living room meeting. Yeah, all that's cool too. But I know where the internet is, at least when I don't, no one knows where the internet is going, but I know we don't know nothing about the internet yet. It hasn't finished changing the world. And I want to make sure we stay in tune with that vibration. So if you're here or whatever, remember you said, Grace, people are going to ask, well, I want to do this. There's going to be funnels, but besides what I got, the IT team creating, I'm going to make that simpler by creating a business system for everyone. I've already created it, to be honest with you. So I'm just talking in the future, trying to keep y'all vague right now. And people are just going to be able to plug themselves into that system, and that'll work out. I haven't said nothing about it yet because I was using the GoGet 880 as feedback. So when I told y'all go get 800, when I told you go get 80, that had nothing to do with starting off. Well, it had something to do with starting off not from scratch. That's not what I wanted. I wanted to see who was working, who was moving, who was hungry, and I wanted to hear all the feedback so I can know what to do with that feedback. That's why I did it. I'm pretty slick like that. Yeah, I needed y'all to go get beat up and say, this was too hard, or this was too easy, all that stuff, and I need to know that information.
Good thing. Daggone you.
Yes. Good thing is I'm getting feedback already. So that works out. I'm getting feedback already. Good. So all of these, I want all these addressed Friday, Grace, y'all. And I want every solution in place Monday. That's on me, though. The solution part is on me or on us. But, you know, once y'all, so right now you're responding to me. Once you give me feedback Friday, I now have to respond to you. You get, there's a book called Lead Like Jesus that explains leadership like this. You have all the responsibility. You have all the responsibility traditionally over here. And then you have all the response over here. I don't lead this way. I lead this way. I'm gonna give this to you. Have you ever been in Walmart and you had to wait for the cashier to get an override from the manager? Mm-hmm. Isn't that irritating? It's not the cashier's fault, just the system in itself. And of course, that manager's nowhere near around because the manager's busy doing something else. That is because the power that works in Walmart, anything like that, is the responsibility is on the store manager and everybody needs to respond to the store manager's responsibility. That means the cashier who sees most of the groundwork, most of the customers, this person doesn't, look how skinny this is. This person doesn't see customers. These are where all the customers never come up here. All these customers are down here. And they have to respond to responsibility instead of responding to the override. I lead the opposite. I put all the responsibility here. And I respond here. I just did it twice. I said, Grace, all right. I said, y'all tell me what y'all want fixed. And right there, I flipped the pyramid. Because whatever you were going to say, I was going to be responsible for. Then I flipped it again. Then I said, okay, well, get that to me by Friday, and I'm going to be back responsible for it. I said, go get 80 people. Grace, go do it by yourself too, right? Go get them. And everybody's going to say, oh, my God, or, okay, I'm on it, whatever response or anything in between. And then I'm going to respond to what the field. So whatever y'all said here, I am going to respond to. You get it? It's the exact opposite. It doesn't make sense for me to smell like cologne and then tell Jerry what to do, and I wouldn't know none of his calls. That doesn't make no sense. It makes more sense for him to say, hey, I noticed this, and I respond. So, anywho, both styles of leadership are right. Just depends on what organization you're in. You know, just they're all right, though. Or they're both right, I should say, in this case. They're both right. Good stuff. That is Marshall. Keep the suspense up. Yes. Yes. Everything that will come out of Rakeza is 4K. I can assure you. All of it. Every bit of it. I was also telling Deanna yesterday, you know what makes network marketing, or maybe not yesterday, day before yesterday. Have y'all seen the new network marketing company It's a drink. I don't even know the name of the drink. It's like a purple bottle. I have no idea. If you go down your timeline, though, you're going to see somebody shaking the bottle. It's brilliant what they do. That's it right there. That's it. Law, do me a favor. Watch this. Male or female, who have you seen? This is so brilliant.
Mostly females.
Uh-huh. And they look like, scale of 1 to 10?
They're mostly black.
Uh-huh.
For me. Well, they're a little heavy set, but they're trying to lose their stomach and, you know, things of that nature.
All right. So you see all these black girls. Remember, I told you that, though, Deanna, right? I said, okay, this is too woke, y'all. I apologize for being so woke. I said,
drink this, slim down. You're going to have a great figure. Come on, girl. Come on. Look at me.
Yeah. Look at me. Take them out. And then they do it a little. Ain't nobody working out, Phil. They just drinking the drink. It's just drink the drink. Ain't nobody working out. And they go, it's going crazy. Law said, nobody. Not a single workout. They just drinking and they getting all the sexy girls, too. Let me tell you. They start off with all the sexy girl, all the Instagram models, all that stuff. And then you get the people, you know, you got the full figure and it's all these black girls. And you know, that's so brilliant because that's the labor force. It's so brilliant. It's so brilliant. And I told Deanna, do you remember what I told you 2 days ago? I said, we need to do something similar to that. Do you remember what I said?
I don't remember what you said, but I do remember you saying we need to do something similar to that. Like, we need to.
You need some coffee. That's what you need. You need some coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry. My eyes are closed because I'm thinking. Like, I'm trying to go back in the conversation in my head.
Law's got points taken off because the gyms are closed. You showed right, Law. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What I told you was, this is what I said. I said, I need to figure out how to get these people to get on Instagram and talk about Rakeza while holding Rakeza in their hands. Cause that's what it is, Law. What they're doing is they're holding it in their hands. I really wanted to show y'all a video. Let me just do it. It's all the pretty girls. And okay, got one. How do I get people to hold Rakeza in their hands? And I said something to Deanna 2 days ago, but of course I've been thinking about this for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I do that. I'll sit on something for 3 months, racking my brain before I say. In fact, matter of fact, if I said anything to y'all, I've been thinking about it for quite some time. I don't just throw stuff out there when I think about it. And then I'll act like I just thought about it because I want to hear your feedback. How can I get you to hold this in your hand? I came up with some ideas, but how can I put an internet education company in your hands and you brag about that on social media? Look at Chris. He says, stole it. I got you. Go ahead, Susan.
Maybe something like holding the world in your hand, but then have all the sayings and education and everything on the world that you're holding.
Okay, that's actually dope. I didn't think about that at all. Yeah, good job. I didn't think about that at all. I would have never thought about that.
So that leads me to having them holding something. What if we actually, you know the...
You don't remember nothing about this conversation, child. You don't remember what we said?
I don't.
It's pro baby.
There's so many conversations.
That is true. That is true. Hold your mobile device. That works. That works. There is so many. Deanna gets it all day, y'all. All day long. And then she gets, let's see. So I'll hold off for 3 months. I'll hold off something for like 3 hours with her. Then I'll be like, all right, hey, I'm thinking about this. It's just something like that. So she get all these conversations. I was thinking, every time you sign up, you automatically get the richest man in the trash can. And then tie in the richest man in the trash can to Rakeza. Like this automatic is free, right? And so you're holding that, you know, these principles and all this stuff just in a big, thick book, you're holding that, and that makes it easier. I didn't think about the world thing. That's nice, Susan. So now we got two things going on here. That's nice.
And then Shaker just put, perhaps the first letter of all alphabets in different languages showing on that object being held or something similar. So that's what nice. If we send not only the book, but like a stress ball that looks like the world with that very thing on it, or Rikaza written on it, or Rikaza in every language written on it, plastered all in. So we send the book and the stress ball.
That's hot. Let's copy and paste, send it to me. Go ahead, Phil. That's good.
Have people on the, have pictures on the globe of happy families, of people relaxing on vacation, of you know, cars, of homes. Yep. Those are the pictures on the globe. So it's eventually what the people will get once they be involved with us, the benefits.
That's good. That's good. And you know why we can pull this off? Because it's 100% profit. You can't forget that. So you send half the revenue to the field. You spend a portion of the other half of the revenue on that. You got to pay anyway. You might as well pay to have people brag on you. I was talking about this law. It's the same concept we were having in the meeting right before this. You already paid for it, such and such. You might as well put it in other people's hands so that can then go for you. So that's good stuff. That is good stuff. Write that down. Send that to me, please. Because what we just built was a physical welcome package. But the goal is we have to make people, let me see if I can show y'all real quick. Instagram, what's this girl name? It's like Eliza. I mean, and this one girl is doing so good. She really just makes me want to just say, hey, girl, come on over here. Because she's a fan, too. I mean, come on over here, right? But my integrity won't let me do that, law. But I sure want to. Let me just tell you. Girl, bring yourself over here. Let me show you. So free shout out. Y'all go follow her. She's actually a good people. She's actually good people. Now, helping women get healthy and paid, join my team, let's grow together, get some products. Think about this, y'all. Think about this. Her whole bio is this network marketing company. Do you understand how powerful that is? You can't get people to share a post, and here it is, right? Total life change. And then let's see what she's talking about on this one. Ah, perfect.
She's on TikTok with it.
All right,
so how can we get? That's so awesome.
That's so good. That's so good. Think about that. That ain't even the drink, law. Here's the drink right here. Hold on. Here's the drink. You can see it. Look at this product placement. Y'all see the drink? The tea? Can you see it right here?
On purpose.
Yeah. Come on, man. Like, this is when you, and then look, join us. This, I'm totally giving this company free advertising. Y'all got it. Y'all owe me money, though. Look. NutriBlast, 929.
There
this,
you
is
go.
This is her phone number. She's actually good people. I do suggest y'all follow her. She's good people. She met me on a podcast that I did for somebody else and been following me ever since. So shout out to her. This is the company. And I don't care nothing about showing them because ain't no competition. You know, abundance is for everybody. There you go. This is the company. And you'll see, boom, I used to be this. Now I'm this. And let's Let's see. I think she does it this video. Okay, this is a tea.
This is just her tea. She was to put the tea in the water. Amazing. Just amazing. You know how much attention that is? And everybody's doing it. Like, everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So how do we get people to hold Rakeza in their hands and spray their face and have people in the comments say, girl, you glowing. What got you glowing? My money. Rakeza got me glowing. So, yeah. Yeah, that's dope. That is, I'm showing you that now because I've been thinking about
My brains are smarter.
I'm all this, and I like it.
Picture and do the picture and then do graphics with it, like pictures of kids, and then after the pay for their education.
Yeah, real good.
And then a picture of the family. Spend more time than copy. Spend more time with your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with all of it. Absolutely. So just, yeah, I'll try to think that way too. Like, how do you take your e-commerce store and make people hold it in their hand? Because remember, nobody's telling them to do that. The social currency, which means I got cool points for showing you this product. That product is socially current. People are only ever gonna put on their timeline what makes them look cool. It's a very important lesson. Very important lesson. So how do we make people look cool? How do we make people volunteer to just put on some Bob Marley? You know how proud of your product you gotta be at the time to put on some Bob Marley and just do this with it, not say a word, and call that content in which it is? That's what we need to do. Fortunately for us, I'm thinking about it. Unfortunately for you, Deanna, I'm gonna make you think about it with me. Okay, because you got all the ideas and stuff. You understand? I got strategic, you got ideation, right? All that good stuff. So good. That's it. That's the meeting. Hopefully you learned something. I really hope that was the, oh Lord, Reggie, it's private messages. Hopefully you learned something. If I say one thing, Chris, well, you should have a few things to say still, but if I can give y'all one thing concisely, is two things. How do you convince people to go out there in a drought and plant seeds? Because most companies are trying to convince people to plant seeds when it's raining. And that doesn't work because you can't get the harvest. While you can't see it, plant the seeds. That's what you was doing, Grace. That's why, you know, do that. And then the second thing is, how do you get people to take your coaching, your kenoching, and hold it in their hand, past a printed out piece of paper, right? Past a video testimony. I'm not telling you have to ever do it, but wouldn't it be cool if the TikTok generation was holding your insurance services to Bob Marley on some whole life insurance, right? That would be crazy. It'd be crazy if you can make whole life insurance that cool. Somebody did, though. His name is Patrick Bet David, CEO of Valuetainment. Check him out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Take those two things, Chris Stillham, Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Love you, everybody. Love you more. All right. Y'all have a good one.